Wrangell's drinking water comes from two artificial lakes perched on a hill south of town, but the water plant can't draw directly from the upper reservoir, so plant operators can't clean or do maintenance on the smaller, lower reservoir without muddying Wrangell's drinking water supply. There also isn't a backup if the lower reservoir is somehow contaminated or blocked. Borough manager Jeff Good says a direct line from the upper reservoir to the water plant would go a long way towards fixing the issue.
Basically, if the upper reservoir starts overfilling or gets too much, we can pull directly from it and pull straight down to the plant from there. So it just kind of relieves some of that pressure off of the lower dam.
He got some good news this month when Senator Lisa Murkowski announced she'd inserted a large chunk of funding for the Upper Reservoir Bypass Project into a massive federal spending bill. It's a pricey project, and the senator's more than $2 million earmark doesn't quite cover the whole $2.8 million estimated price tag. But along with around $615,000 that the state gave Wrangell in 2014 to get the project going, Good says the new water line will be mostly paid for.
There will be some amount of gap, but it's pretty close. So there'll just probably be a little bit. We'll probably have to pull out of our reserves to pay for the remaining amount.
Good says he's grateful to Murkowski for getting the funding for Wrangell's reservoir bypass into the federal spending bill. He says Wrangell has a lot of infrastructure needs.
Any help we can get with some more projects definitely helps.
A number of Southeast communities will also receive money from the federal spending bill. There's $500,000 for an emergency backup generator in Metlakatla, $1.2 million for landfill projects for Klawock, Kaufman Cove, and Craig, $2.5 million in infrastructure for Ketchikan, two more pipes, actually, plus about $500,000 for Ketchikan shelters for domestic violence survivors and homeless people, and $8 million towards a new hospital in Petersburg. Good says the borough hasn't received a timeline for when funding might arrive in local accounts, and thus isn't exactly sure when the work on the new pipe will get underway. But the new pipe is only the beginning of upgrades Wrangell's drinking water system needs. The earthen dams holding back Wrangell's drinking water supply were found to be some of the least stable in the state, according to a 2015 study. Engineers say the sometimes leaky, century-old dams could fail in an earthquake and flood homes. Wrangell's Borough Assembly commissioned a new $100,000 study late last year aimed at figuring out the best way to stabilize the aging dams. Good says Seattle-based engineering firm Shannon & Wilson is scheduled to get going on the project later this spring once the snow melts.
We had to wait for the weather to clear to be able to get that truck down here to be able to do the work.
While improvements to Wrangell's drinking water reservoirs are underway, the community is also in the process of designing a new water filtration plant. Last month, the Borough Assembly approved $1.1 million to design a plant that will address some of the community's other issues with drinking water production. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.